U of Minnesota historian, colleges may change forever after Chinese virus. By Tom Sikata on April 16, 2020. University of Minnesota historian David M. Perry argued in a column this week that American colleges and universities may change permanently as a result of the Chinese virus pandemic. Perry believes academia is going to be forced to rebuild, and thus we have an opportunity to create something more sustainable. In this period of uncertainty, most colleges and universities have yet to announce when they will place their online learning tools aside and reopen their campuses. But reopening campuses does not necessarily mean that life on campus will return to normal. David M. Perry, a historian at the University of Minnesota, believes that American colleges and universities may look different when the Chinese virus pandemic subsides. In a column published on Wednesday, Perry detailed the substantial impact that the pandemic has already had on institutions of higher education. Perry referenced an announcement from Duke University, in which the prestigious institution claimed that all of their sources of revenue will be negatively impacted by the Chinese virus pandemic. All of our formerly reliable sources of revenue, tuition, research grants, clinical revenue, private philanthropy and income from our investments and endowment, will almost certainly be significantly and adversely affected, Duke University wrote in an announcement. Breitbart News reported in February on a Pew Research poll that revealed that only half of Americans believe that colleges and universities have a positive effect on society. Perry believes that American institutions will have an opportunity to regain Americans' trust by rebuilding in the aftermath of the pandemic. It's no secret that higher education was in crisis long before the pandemic. As things fall apart, we are going to be forced to rebuild, and thus we have an opportunity to create something more sustainable, Perry wrote. The question now is whether we heighten pre-existing inequalities in academia for both workers and students or whether we can do better by leveling the playing field. Breitbart News reported this week that Boston University may keep its campuses closed through January 2021. Perry cited a recent survey that revealed that many incoming freshman students are considering taking a gap year so that they can begin their college experience on campus in the fall of 2021. A recent survey by the educational consulting group Art and Science found that a significant number of would-be incoming freshmen are now considering a gap year, Perry added. Any resulting significant reduction in class size would increase budget deficits already exacerbated by this spring's prorated student fee refunds, typically for on-site services like dining, housing, recreation, and so forth, that all ethical schools are providing. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.